This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Don't look now, but fall is just around the corner, which means the coming days are critical prep time for a colorful leaf display.
Maybe we'll get some cool, crisp nights and warm, sunny days in the fall, so that'll help. But a little bit of moisture would definitely help as well.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. A grand jury on Tuesday indicted Kennedy Miller's mother and grandparents for her murder. 14-year-old Kennedy was found emaciated in her Boone County home in April. The family members had already been indicted on felony child neglect. Her case prompted a statewide investigation into whether law enforcement and child protective services could have intervened to prevent her death. Deputies responding to a 911 call found the girl dead. They said her body was emaciated to a skeletal state. Miller was being homeschooled at the time, and her case has opened up discussions about homeschooling policy in the state. An arraignment hearing has been scheduled for October 18th. CDC data from September 1st shows the rate of overdose deaths is decreasing rapidly nationally and in West Virginia. However, advocates working on the ground say more must be done. Emily Rice has more.
According to provisional CDC data, West Virginia's overdose rate fell nearly 11% from April 2023 to April 2024. Falling overdose death rates are good news, but advocates like Sarah Stone, co-director of Charleston nonprofit Solutions Oriented Addiction Response, or SOAR, say every overdose is a policy failure and one overdose death is too many.
Every one of the numbers from the data that we're looking at is someone's kid, is someone's mom, is someone's somebody. Somebody celebrated when that number was born. And until that number is zero, which is a goal, I can't celebrate it.
Stone also noted that this data is provisional, meaning these are not the finalized figures for the year. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Emily Rice in Charleston.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health. Money projects to address substance use disorder in West Virginia is coming from the Appalachian Regional Commission. Chris Schultz has more.
The ARC has awarded nearly $11.5 million for close to 40 projects in 9 states with the aim to address the impact of substance use disorder in Appalachia. In West Virginia, 7 projects will receive close to $500,000 each for a total award of $3.5 million. Projects include a mentorship program for at-risk young women, opioid recovery, and workforce reentry programs for those in recovery. The money is awarded through ARC's Investments Supporting Partnerships in Recovery Ecosystems Initiative. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
As severe drought continues across West Virginia, fire season is starting early for the New River Gorge National Park. Keelan Bailey has more.
A fire that started on Beery Mountain last Thursday is now 68% contained, according to David Beery, North District Supervisor at the park. Dry conditions have bumped up the fire season, which usually starts in October. While the fire is relatively small, he explained the park has swaths of steep terrain, which makes accessing and fighting fires difficult. The National Bureau of Land Management has sent what's known as a severity detail of firefighters from New Mexico to the park in case this fire expands and in case future fires start.
It's rare to see BLM firefighters out here, but we're in that kind of fire danger right now.
The park, busy as fall foliage emerges, is asking visitors not to have campfires. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Keelan Bailey.
West Virginian Katherine Johnson posthumously received the Congressional Gold Medal on Wednesday. Curtis Tate has more.
Katherine Johnson, born in White Sulphur Springs in 1918, became one of NASA's hidden figures, the black women who performed the mathematical calculations that launched America into space. Johnson and her NASA colleagues were the subject of a book and a film. President Barack Obama awarded her a Medal of Freedom in 2015. Johnson died in 2020 at age 101. Now Congress has honored the space pioneers by awarding them its gold medal. Johnson's daughters, Joylette Hylick and Catherine Moore, accepted on her behalf. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the hidden figures made the Gemini and Apollo mission successful, including the moon landing in 1969.
The women we honor today made it possible for Earthlings to live beyond the bounds of Earth, and for generations of trailblazers to follow.
U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who helped get the legislation honoring Johnson through Congress, noted the difficulties Johnson faced as a black woman at a time when few jobs in the space program went to either.
And as a West Virginian, Catherine used her toughness and grit to surpass societal barriers and turn her dreams into a reality. Her legacy will be remembered every single time we look at the moon and remember how her work and their work took us there for the first time.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York reminded the audience that the hidden figures attended HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. In Johnson's case, that was West Virginia State College, now West Virginia State University.
They went on to build legendary careers and helped to shape the exceptionalism of American aeronautics.
A professor Johnson had at WVSU encouraged her to pursue a career in research mathematics. And with his help, she eventually landed at a predecessor to NASA. Johnson worked at NASA for 33 years, retiring in 1986 during the height of the shuttle program. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill this week to award tennis legend Billie Jean King a congressional gold medal. U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia was an original co-sponsor of the legislation, which passed the House Tuesday night on a vote of 308 to 87. The measure required a two-thirds vote in the chamber to become law. In West Virginia's delegation, U.S. Representative Carol Miller voted yes, and U.S. Representative Alex Mooney voted no. The Senate passed it unanimously in May. U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia was also a co-sponsor. King will be the first female athlete to receive the honor since her retirement from professional tennis. King has been an outspoken advocate for women in sports and LGBTQ athletes. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Variable cloudiness today, scattered rain, highs in the 70s and 80s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Extreme Networks, providing customer-driven networks with Extreme Cloud IQ Wi-Fi, Fabric Solutions, and local support in West Virginia. Online at extremenetworks.com. After a dry, hot summer, the leaves are already beginning to change to their fall form. Brianna Heaney sat down with New River Gorge National Park Ranger Eve West to discuss what this year's fall will look like in the park.
It's been a very dry summer, the worst drought on record. How will this affect the fall leaves?
Well, it's probably not going to affect them very well. I'll just be honest. But, you know, we hopefully we'll get some rain between now and when things begin to turn. Of course, things are already kind of started to turn a little bit. But, you know, what typically triggers fall is when you have the longer nights, the shorter days. But, you know, you do have other varying factors such as moisture and then also temperature. And so moisture has been kind kind of our limiting factor this, you know, this time. So yeah, of course it's been hot too. So I'm not sure. We'll have to kind of see what happens. But you know, usually when you get your best falls, or when you have like a warm, wet spring, and you have a real good summer, and then fall is you get warm, sunny days, and you get those cool, crisp nights. So maybe we'll get some cool, crisp nights and warm, sunny days in the fall, so that'll help. But a little bit of moisture would definitely help as well. So.
Okay, so moisture, even this late, could still be a positive thing.
It could help, yeah. Now, it's better to have it early on, but it could still help.
So moisture, that's the factor that we have going against us in this very, very dry summer. What other factors contribute to a good fall turnout, and what are some things that could happen this fall to help the colors last a little longer or shine a little brighter?
Well, you know, as long as the fall temperatures don't, you know, we don't have some sort of summertime extremes in the fall. You know, we've had cooler temperatures late this summer, which has not been a bad thing at all. But if we end up with some nice fall days that are warm and sunny, and we don't get high winds, that's the other thing. These high winds, once the leaves start to dry out, can really, they can just, or your storms, you know, they can really knock the leaves off the trees fairly quickly. Yeah. So, but, you know, if we get some, again, those cool nights, warm, sunny days during the fall, and we get some moisture between now and then we will maybe still have a good fall. We'll see. I mean, it could very well be.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed, because I love fall here in West Virginia. Yeah. And so do a lot of people, including people who don't live here in West Virginia. The fall colors are a big driver of tourism.
Exactly.
How will some of these lackluster colors or short-lived colors affect how many people come visit the region and come visit the national park this year?
I don't really think it'll have a huge impact, because people come, I mean, the fall is a wonderful time of the year here. You know, I think with all the events that we have going on, Bridge Day, all the smaller town festivals and things, the good hiking weather, golly season coming on, I think we'll be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, that goes right into my next question for you, which you kind of hit on already. But other than the beautiful fall colors, what are some things happening in and around the park this fall?
We actually have one of our biggest events in the park, anyway, from the park standpoint, that is our primary event. It's called Hidden History Weekend, and it's for the next really month throughout the first or the middle to end part of September and also into October. We do a lot of guided walks. We actually have Sounds of Appalachian Music Festival that'll be at Grandview the very last weekend of September on the Saturday. And we have a lot of live music that day featuring bluegrass and some traditional, you know, Appalachian music. So that's going to be the last weekend of September. And then a lot of our partners are going to be having guided walks and all sorts of things. And of course, you know, there's other stuff. There's a ton of stuff that the communities are putting on. As I mentioned, Bridge Day is always the third Saturday in October, and that's shaping up to be a big event again this year. And then, you know, golly season's going on right now, so we've got the Golly Fest coming up, and that's in Summersville, and that's always a big event that pulls in people from, you know, all over the United States.
That was New River Gorge National Park Ranger Eve West talking with Brianna Heaney about autumn foliage in and around the national park. For more information about events and when to see peak colors, visit our website at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Keelan Bailey, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.